Morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anyone has any cell phones or any other audible devices, if you would silence them now, it's not to disrupt the rest of the meeting. Thank you. And if you'd stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving holiday. Next up on our agenda is item number 3. This is discussion of possible action, approval of the agenda for this date, December the 3rd, 2019. Mr. Osborne, do we have any changes or corrections to make to today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, one change. We would just like to continue number 8 to the December 17 Board of County Commissioners meeting. There was a personal emergency involved with them, and they weren't able to make it.
Was it the 17th or the 7th?
It is the December 17th. Okay. You want to do it in January? Okay. Then we'll make it for the first meeting of January.
January the 7th, 2020.
Is that not a Monday? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve with the change noted.
I move to approve the agenda with the changes noted for December 3rd, 2019.
Second your motion. Move to second. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 4, discussion of possible action, approval of the minutes for November the 5th, 2019. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve the minutes for the November 5th, 2019 meeting.
I'll second your motion. Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 5, today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve today's consent agenda.
And I'll second your motion. Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 6. This is discussion only. We'll take no action to public comment. These are committee and staff reports. And we'll start this morning with the County Assessor, Jenna Seddon.
Good morning. Jenna Seddon, Story County Assessor. I just wanted to start today. As most people know, we are going through a major software conversion for pretty much all of our offices. The assessors went live in July. It's been a process. We started from scratch to build and design a system. It's functioning at this point. Of course, there's glitches, some issues. We're working through them. One of the major issues we're having right now is we're getting ready to close our tax roll here in December. Assessment notices will be going out no later, statutorily, is no later than December 18th. They have a new look. Used to, they were cards. Everything that comes out in the forms now will be 8.5 by 11. They'll be folded in an envelope. So we kind of want to let people know we're also going to put something in the paper. You know, don't throw away that envelope you're getting from the assessor because that's your assessment notice now. It's not coming in a card form. One of the issues that we have been seeing on test runs is that sometimes it's pulling what we call retired parcels because it's pulling everything instead of just current owners. So what we're going to be asking the residents of Story County is to be diligent and look over your assessment notices. Make sure that your name is correct. Make sure that your address is on there. Make sure that you don't have crazy numbers on your assessment from last year to this year. Call us. Don't freak out. If you have any questions whatsoever, please call our office. We cannot possibly look at every single piece of property for corrections. It's your property. You know it better than we do. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call. let your neighbors know. Please help us out to get this stuff corrected and move forward. Let's see. The other thing that this is kind of coinciding with Vanessa in the treasurer's office, we were hoping to be able to bill all of our business personal property accounts, or the vast large majority of them, starting at the end of December. Our treasurer went live, I believe, the week of the 18th, November the 18th. One of the functions that I believe is not working, what we have been told, is the personal property billing. So therefore, most likely, our personal property billing will not happen until sometime in January. We were hoping to start collecting in January, but more than likely, we're looking at February or March before we'll start collecting most of our business personal property. Other than that, any questions?
Okay. All right, thanks, Jana. Mm-hmm. All right. We have our director of IT here this morning, James Dane.
Thanks, James.
Over at Public Works Operations, Mike Northen.
Thank you, Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations and Projects Coordinator. Several things to update you with today. First item is the Divide Building Project. Addendum number one has been released as of Wednesday, November 27. This addresses approximately 16 RFIs, or requests for clarification on the plans, basically. It also provides updated replacement sheets to the drawing set, and it does move the bid date to December 19. The extension of the bid time was in response to several contractors requesting such an extension, and the net result has been that we picked up three new general contractors, bringing the total number of general contractor plan holders to seven. This is really good news. We're going to get some competitive bidding here, and probably a good metric on our engineer's estimate. So I'll let you know as that proceeds. Item two, Sharon House steps. All the plans and specs are complete. I'm assembling some bidding documents to prepare to put this project out to bid. The thinking is that while we have the attention of all these general contractors, we may be able to interest at least some of them in this project as well and start setting up a schedule for spring construction. Item three, Black and Howell Building. This project's been on hold until we secured a contractor for the Divide Building, and now that that bid is approaching, we'll be turning our attention back to this project in terms of preliminary design, feasibility, cost estimates. Debate Group Architecture has also signaled that they have kept the decks clear for this project and ready to move when we are, so we'll be pushing ahead on that. The Piper's Cottage steps. The steps leading up to Piper's Cottage over here have been identified as potentially hazardous, and in fair weather, they're not code compliant and do present a trip hazard, but in inclement weather, they are additionally hazardous due to snow, ice, tread visibility, slip resistance, that kind of thing. So I've gone over and I've measured the existing conditions. I'm currently working on a design solution that will produce code-compliant stairs addressing tread width, riser height, handrail, visibility, slip resistance, maximum landing slope, working with Public Works on that. Some of the design considerations are excavation extents, the materials we're going to use, CHD approval, et cetera. So I'll be in contact with the office personnel, building department, and CHD as the design progresses, and I'll update you as that goes along. The Highlands Community Center. I'm about 80% complete on basic drawings for the structure, which is to include earthworks, slab utilities, metal building itself, and the interior finishes and layout. I'll need to provide an estimate for the project as well, stakeholder approval, and one thing we do need to do is get an inspection by licensed personnel of the existing utilities to verify their capacity to accept this addition, to include water, septic, electrical, propane, et cetera. So I'll be developing a project timeline, and we'll need to make some decisions about which parts of this we want to do in-house, which parts we want to bid out, which actually goes to item number six here. And that is that Director Wiersbicki and I attended a seminar at the Office of Labor Commissioner regarding legislative changes to the prevailing wage laws. These changes affect the vast majority of our projects due to the relatively low threshold of $100,000 per project total cost. If we have a project that's even close to this threshold, as a county, we would be prudent to start bidding these jobs as prevailing wage jobs anyway due to the compliance and enforcement requirements that are placed on the contract awarding bodies. Counties, cities, other public bodies that award contracts for public work now have greater responsibilities and oversight of things like certified payroll, verification of the accuracy of job classifications, verification of documented hours spent by any given worker in multiple job applications, contractor compliance with apprenticeship utilization requirements or their claimed exemptions. This oversight does extend into second and third tier contractors as well, so the net effect is that more county man hours are going to be spent in these oversight activities to protect the county from the liability of what I consider to be onerous fines that accompany violations of these requirements. And this is, of course, in addition to the artificial inflation of labor costs that do affect these projects, ultimately impacting the taxpayers. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing is studying up on these laws because this is going to affect all county projects, including my own, Mr. Wiersbicki's, Mr. Nevin's projects, possibly others, and at least one of us needs to be an expert in this field. So that's what I'll be working on. Any questions, sirs?
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, Jeannie Green, do you have something to say? Nothing to say? Very good. All right, why don't we move over to tourism at the VCTC. Denny Dotson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll hold on to the workshop.
All right. County Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Jeff Nevin. Just a couple quick things. 2 weeks ago, we received our updated insurance rating from ISO. As I predicted, it would stay the same, and it did. So that, I believe Mr. Osborne got a copy of that letter. And then we'll make it available to anybody who needs that as well for their ratings. And then second thing, if you see smoke down the canyon at the old dump site, that's because we're burning the vegetation that's been dumped there over the last summer months. So nothing to be alarmed. We have people on the scene, and they're managing it. So we'll, if you can see the smoke through the fog, that's what it is. Any questions?
And our ISO rating, is it a 2?
3.
It's a 3? Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Chief. So I see Mr. Mendoza in the audience. Are you representing the Sheriff's Office today?
Yes, sir.
Come on up.
Good morning, everyone. Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, I am John Michael Mendoza, representative. I don't have anything to report other than, you know, the inclement weather. We're keeping an eye on the river just in case something happens and just the normal increase of accidents on the roadways due to the weather. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Director of Public Works, Jason Wiersbicki.
Nothing new to report, sir.
Thank you, Jason. From the Recorder's Office, Wendy Hanson Martinez.
Good morning, Commissioners. Marnie Hanson-Martinez, Recorder. I'm just here again to get the word out about our fee increase that's happening on January 1st. It's $2. Standard documents will increase to $37. This will impact mining and maps as well. And we've got a full schedule, fee schedule posted in our office. This was a result of SB 20 that was passed in the last legislative cycle. So we've also got a fee schedule online and are here for questions. So let's go.
Great. Thanks, Maureen. Board Director of Communications, Dave Ballard.
Good morning, Dave Ballard, Story County Communications. Just wanted to hit on what Chief Nevin gave with the ISO ratings. Ours in communications, we ended up getting the maximum points allowed on it this year. We made a few changes since the last one, and we ended up getting the maximum on it, which was kind of nice. We went from, and I think it was 2014, we had 6 full-time communication specialists and some part-time ones. We switched that out to 8, so that's given us 2 on 24/7, which sped up the call processing, answering, and stuff. So that helped. We've also changed at that time. We upgraded the phone system, and put in the next gen 911, which also made a difference. And we also did a little project about maybe a year and a half ago where we moved some of our equipment up to the little radio towers behind the jail and are running a voter system, which is kind of a, I guess it's almost like a virtual basically type radio system, but it basically gave us some redundancy and that also scored us. So we ended up getting the max points out of that. Just wanted to kind of share that with everybody. And that's all I have.
Great. Thanks, Dave. Thanks. All right. Over to HR. Jen Chapman.
Nothing today. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen. All things water. Mike Nevin.
Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you for the record, Mike Nevin. I'll give you a couple of minor updates to the projects we're working on. I'll start with the hillside tanks. Finally, we're able to enter into a contract through Far West with a geotechnical firm out of Reno, Nevada, Nova Geotechnical. They used to be Pezzanelli and Associates, Joe McKinley. The first firm that we were looking at, we ran into some issues, primarily with the fact that they didn't have any liability insurance, so we weren't comfortable taking a gamble with somebody that, you know, cannot even provide insurance. So anyway, we're moving forward. Austin has agreed, and Far West, USDA is in concurrence, so that'll allow us to complete that geotechnical evaluation in the tank site and surrounding area before any future drawings commence regarding that project. The other thing on that project, we did receive on November 18th the Comstock Historic District Commission approval for the view shed look and the color schemes for the tank and retaining wall, if in fact they require that to be painted. Moving along, Gold Hill Wastewater Treatment Plant. Last week was the bid opening for the procurement part of the project on Wednesday, the 27th. This is for the equipment, basically the plant, if you will, from a vendor. We had an interesting morning and afternoon that day. As you're well aware, we had a weather event that occurred, and we had some extenuating circumstances, and the bid were supposed to have been received at 10 o'clock in the morning with the opening scheduled for 2 o'clock that afternoon. However, due to the weather, we didn't receive any bids until after the 2 o'clock deadline. And both, we did finally receive two bids. They came in late after 2 o'clock. They were delivered by UPS. We checked the tracking numbers on both the bids. They were mailed appropriately, but both were delayed because of the Interstate 80 closures that were off and on Tuesday evening into Wednesday afternoon. So they did finally arrive, but because it was after the legally published 2 o'clock deadline, and then we had the holidays, of course, and the weekend. So yesterday I met with Keith, and he provided the information that we needed to move forward. So basically what we'll have to do is publish a legal notice in the Comstock Chronicle, and we hope to have that ready for at least next week's newspaper, and that's required per NRS 332-148. That basically says we did not receive any responsive bids before the deadline, and there's a 7-day waiting period after that, and then we can, if we get additional bids, which we don't anticipate we will, we can consider all bids and then, you know, do our evaluation, make the scoring, and hopefully, you know, get ready to ask the commission here to approve an award of contract. And that may not occur until the January meeting. I guess you're going to have a meeting on the 17th. So we may have it ready by then, but because of the time constraints and, you know, posting stuff on the agenda, it may be in January, which really doesn't slow the project up, but that's where we are. So just wanted to brief you on that stuff. That's all I have.
All right. Any questions for Mike? Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Right, over to the planning department. Kathy Canfield?
Thank you.
Hey, Kathy. From the comptroller's office. Jennifer?
You?
Nothing today.
Thank you.
Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. There's an old case out there. It's a bankruptcy case. It's called the Cetus Mortgage case that comes back and haunts us every once in a while. And it's come back just recently to haunt us again. And that case arises out of the fact that Cetus Mortgage declared bankruptcy. One of the pieces of property that was involved was a property out in Tri-Center that the owner stopped paying taxes on, who was involved in that bankruptcy. The treasurer's office went ahead with a tax sale, and it turns out that since the bankruptcy had already been filed, that that may or may not have violated the automatic stay rule. Now, Vanessa and myself met with the bankruptcy trustee last week, along with Jeff Hartman, who was assisting the county in the process, and they are working on getting a resolution to that that issue, because the bankruptcy is still open, and this is the last part of the bankruptcy that's still involves the county. So if we get something out of that, then we'll be bringing it back to the board to take a look at.
Thanks, Pete. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple notes here. On December 5th, this week at 9 o'clock, Denny Dotson and I will be over at the Roasting House for a coffee with the county to just do an open discussion about matters affecting C Street or any other area in the county as pertinent for those folks who show up. Just a note, the county Christmas party will be at December 13 at 5:30 down at the St. Mary's Arts Center. And then Mr. Commissioner Carmona also having a Christmas party on December 5th at 5 o'clock. And I'll let Commissioner Carmona elaborate on anything he would like with that one. Our department heads are looking at the first talking paper to developing a capital improvement plan. Essentially what we have right now is a list of every potential possible thing that could ever become a reality or not. And then we'll work as a team then to start narrowing that document down into a capital improvement plan. And a lot of that work will go side by side with the strategic plan process throughout the spring. And then last but not least, Mr. Loomis has given me his final legal review of the Painted Rock or the Perry Ranch Road easement down there at the LCC. I will get that over to Edna and those folks down there for their review and their attorney, and we'll go back and forth and prepare for this board to consider that easement so the county can begin maintaining Perry Ranch Road. And then we are looking at some maps on that turnaround area at the end of Canyon Way East for the waste management trucks to be able to turn around. The property line between what's county property and LCC property is kind of right in the middle of that, and so we're determining whether we need an easement or not. Those are all the items I have. Thank you.
Great. Questions for Austin? No? Okay. County Clerk, Vanessa Stevens.
Nothing today.
Thanks, Vanessa. Did I catch everybody? I think I did. That concludes the committee and staff reports. So we'll move on now to item number 7. This is the board comments. We'll take no action or public comment on these. And I'll start at the far end of the table with Commissioner Carmona.
Just wanted to thank Public Works for their great job out there removing snow. Also, it happens to be Public Works Director Jason Worthington's birthday today. Happy birthday. Told you I'd do it. Last but not least, there is the potluck on Thursday. Unfortunately, a pipe burst at the Delta, so it's now moved to the Bonanza. If anybody is around, you're more than welcome to come. Starts at 5 o'clock. That's all I have.
Great. Thanks, Jay. Vice Chairman, Mr. Gilman.
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
And I, too, have nothing today. Thank you, Lance. So we've already gone ahead and continued item 8 to next month, so we'll bring up item number 9 now. This is discussion of possible action, approval of bill number 114, the first reading of ordinance number 19-303. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This ordinance is really a housekeeping measure in that when we first adopted the building and construction provisions in an ordinance back in 2018, there were two pages left out of the packet for the second reading. And so in order to correct, and that was brought to our attention by the codifiers, so in order to correct that problem, this ordinance will reenact those two pages that were missing from the packet at that time, and so it'll all be one ordinance again.
This couldn't be a second reading then of that?
No, we evaluated a number of different possibilities of how to correct it, but we think this is the best way to proceed.
Okay. Very good. Any questions for Mr. Willis? Any public comment regarding this item? Okay. And motion to approve the first reading?
I move to approve the first reading of bill number 114, ordinance number 19-303.
A motion to our second?
I'm sorry.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
All right. So we move to a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
I need to read the title in to the record here. This is an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 15.04, Buildings and Construction, to adopt amendments to the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, amending Chapter 15.08.060, Appeal from Decisions and Providing for Other Property-Related Matters.
Thank you, Keith. All right, moving along now to item number 10, discussion of possible action. This is a public workshop kicking off phase one of the Story County Strategic Plan, including developing key components of a vision and mission statement, the perspectives, broad areas of focus, and action to direct staff to prepare proposed mission and vision statements and perspectives for possible action at a second workshop on January the 21st, 2017. Is those dates right?
2020.
Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah. Yeah, January the 21st, 2020.
Just wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's warming up. Good morning. For the record, Linda Ritter Consulting, and I'm here to walk you through a process to really kick off the strategic plan. First part of that plan is going to be your mission and vision statements. And there it comes. And the process I use, this is a workshop, so free exchange of ideas is certainly encouraged. I've done vision and mission statements in a board setting before where we spend a lot of time actually wordsmithing the statement. But I have found actually a better way to do that. So I'll go into exactly how we'll get that thing put together. So we're going to talk about key components of the mission and vision statements. Rather than actually wordsmithing the actual statements, I'm going to ask for your input on those key components. I'm going to have some examples I'll be able to walk you through and then get your feedback on that. I take that information from all those key components and then work with staff. We develop several possible mission and vision statements, and we bring it back to your consideration after getting public input on those as well. We're going to talk about perspectives or broad areas of focus, because that's when you develop your mission and vision, you're going to look at those. I'm going to ask you, okay, what kind of things really need to happen in order to achieve your mission and move towards your vision? And then I'm going to talk about the next steps in the process. So let's start with the mission statement. Mission statement has to answer three questions. What do we do as Story County? For whom do we do it? And how do we do it? So those are those three components that I'm going to direct your attention to. Oops. So a mission statement. Let me talk about... That's not showing up. I'm sorry, that's not showing up on the... What's showing up on the screen? It's not showing up up there. What's going on with this? It's right here. There it is. It's just a little... There we go. Okay, so a mission statement. I've got some examples so we can talk about how to deconstruct a mission statement and come up with some of those key components. So Microsoft, theirs is, our mission is to empower, which is an action word, every person in every organization on the planet. That's who they do it for. That's who their customer is, to achieve more. That's the result they're looking for. Amazon, we strive to offer. That's the action that they're taking. Our customers, that's who they're serving, and their result is the lowest possible prices, the best available selection, the utmost convenience. Tesla, to accelerate. That's their action. That's what they want to do. That's what they are there to do in their mission. Their customer is the world. There's no limit on that. The result is a transition to sustainable energy. Okay, so you can see there's those three different components in a mission statement. So what I'd like to do is now get from you what you see as those key components. And I give a list because when we talk about customers, you might have several different terms you want to use. But I want to list all these down, okay? Then I'll do the same thing with your results, what result you want to achieve as a county as far as your mission, and then any type of action words. So we're really just talking about the words you see are appropriate in your mission statement. Does that make sense to you? Okay, so customers. Who do you see as your customers?
Residents.
Residents? That's not working. Try that one. So residents. Any other?
Taxpayers.
Taxpayers.
Employees.
Employees. Any other?
Businesses.
This is the who. Any other groups?
Stakeholders.
Stakeholders. Which stakeholder can be considered all of these folks? Correct. Can you see that okay?
Visitors.
Visitors. Definitely visitors. Any others?
Since this is a workshop, anybody in the audience, feel free to participate in this too. Like, I'm going to give a little shout out for what you think should be added to this.
Anything
seniors.
Else? Pardon me?
Seniors.
Seniors. Any others? Okay.
Children and youth.
Youth and children.
Recreationalists.
Any others? Okay, I think I'll post this thing on that other chart. And then we go on to the next. It's okay, when you look at these groups, what kind of results? Your mission. What are you here as a county to do? What kind of result are you looking for?
Say provide the most efficient way to provide services to that community.
Services? Right.
I would say a proactive approach and response to county planning and challenges to protect the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of Story County.
Okay, so proactive You have that written down, because if I could get that.
No, I did it ad lib.
You just did that.
Thank you.
Proactive response, is that what it was?
I said proactive response.
Okay. Planning, is that one of the words? Okay.
To county planning and challenges. With focus on the health, welfare, and safety of the residents of Story County.
Okay. So health, welfare, and safety is a result.
Health, welfare, and safety.
Right. Okay. And these are, it's okay if these are broad, because that's what they are. When we get into those focus areas and the goals and objectives, you're going to hone down on exactly what we need to do to make these things happen. Other results?
Customer-oriented.
Okay.
For focus.
Orientation.
Identify a CIP for fiscal financial management of the county.
So that would be part of good financial management? Does that
yeah, identify
result?
A CIP.
The CIP is a tool to get you there. So that's the CIP is going to be an initiative or a goal to have a good CIP that gets you there. It's, CIP is going to be included in all parts of the strategic plan, okay? But what you'd like to see is that as part as good financial management.
I would. If we don't manage our money, others are going to manage it for us.
That's right. Okay. Other results for the communities and for all of these groups? Other results?
Transparency.
Okay. Anything else?
Historical preservation.
Okay.
Maintaining quality of life.
It's a big one. That quality of life can be broken into a lot of these things have to do with that quality of life.
Preserving our small county culture.
But leadership to the actions, because that's one of the things you're going to use as an action is leadership, to provide that leadership. So I'll go ahead and jump to that. Pardon my handwriting. I hope you can figure it out. I can, and I will draft this up in notes form for everybody to look at once we're done with this. Okay. Actions. Leadership. One of the actions I saw and heard was planning. Any other actions?
Accountability.
Pardon me?
Accountability.
Accountability. I'm going to show that accountability. And that collaboration can go between departments, between residents, between communities. So I'm just going to leave that wide open. And as we get into the focus areas and goals and objectives, those will probably be pointed out. Any other actions?
Providing.
Pardon me?
Providing.
Providing. You want to provide, yep.
Oh, honesty.
Let me try the blue. That works well. any other actions, how you want to do your work. So we're going to show leadership, show honesty. There's going to be planning and accountability, using technology tools, some collaboration, and you're going to provide things. Anything else?
Consistency.
It's almost predictability, consistency. Okay. Anything else? Okay. So these are, I'm going to refer to these when we talk about the groups, the perspective groups, okay? But before we go into those perspectives, and remember, perspectives are themes or groupings of goals. And what we want to do is find out from you, what are those groups of goals? What are those broad areas? Because those are that's the things we're going to take to communities and get their input on what is important to them in those different groups. Let's go on to the vision statement. Now, vision statement's a clear, concise statement that is future-focused and inspirational and explains what Story County will look like in the future. So you're looking forward, not to just what's happening today. The mission is what you do. The vision is what you want to become. So, again, we're going to deconstruct it. I'm going to get keywords to start putting this together. So Microsoft, to create, that's their action word, local opportunity, growth and impact, that's the result they're after, and for whoever community, country around the world. Amazon, to be the Earth's, they want to be the Earth's, which is their area of impact, most customer-centric company where customers can find and discover anything they want to buy online. Okay? So that is the future result. Tesla is very future-focused. To create, that's their action, the most compelling car company of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electrical vehicles. So the world is who they're after, and they want to drive that transition worldwide. Okay, so it's very future-focused. So that's the kind of things we want to look at, is put in your mind what you want Story County to be in the future. And let's talk about some of those future results. Let's talk about the results first. What do you want Story County to be in the future? What kind of result are you looking for?
I'd say the best place to work and live without adding any more residential.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
We want to be able to provide the best services available to our residents.
Best services. So you want to... you might want to be a model for other counties and how to do it right. So,
sure. When it comes to senior services and fire and safety.
Okay. And that's all services. Okay. What do you want as the county to be known for? What do you want the county to be known for going forward?
The combination of modernism while being restored contributes. Historic and modern.
Okay. Anybody else?
You know, several years ago, when the industrial park was first getting going, Lass's help in Team Universe. Businesses did not have the red tape that they did Washington County and other places in the world. I mean, this is, I think, a tremendously business-friendly county, and that they will go over and above to make sure that the business customer is treated properly.
So the most business-friendly, is that what you can see Story County, which it has a reputation for that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sustainable economy.
That's super important. Okay.
I'd look at a mission statement that really goes back to NRS statutes. But I'd say something along the lines that our mission statement is to guard and administer community oversight to ensure the health, safety, and welfare of all Story County participants.
So for as far as future vision, what you see is this being like the healthiest, the safest, the a place where people are taken, citizens are taken care of. Okay. Again,
I think that we could go to the dictionary for definitions of what health is, what safety, public safety is, and what welfare means, and I suppose that's both financial and quality of life.
Exactly, and when you look at that, those things, it's just like quality of life. You can define that down into several different categories, and when you get down to it, your perspectives may be some of those quality of life factors, such as public safety. Well, what does that mean? That means streets are going to be cleared. That means there's going to be a response to 911. That means you're going to have medical facilities and maybe services for seniors. Okay, so that's how we'll break this down. We'll start with this really broad view, and then we're going to, as we go through the process, we're going to break it down. And at the end of the day, you're going to have specific goals for each of those areas. Okay, but right now, we want to look at what that big picture should look like. And again, that vision needs to be aspirational. Any other results? The area of impact, that's probably the same as with your mission, because you are a county. It's as a county, you have to play within your direct area. But do you foresee having impact beyond the county? For example, with business, do you want to be known as the place for businesses to come? So that affects outside of just this county. Or do you want to stay, your vision is just formed around the county itself?
Wouldn't that fall under welfare of both residents and county businesses? The welfare of, the
right,
protection that, of, the administration of?
Right, right. But as far as aspirational, where Story County is in the whole scheme of things, okay, that's why I want you to just think about that a little bit. How do you impact? How can you impact in the future the region, the state, the business community? Do you have any thoughts about that? Is that something that is of interest, I mean, aspirational for you in looking? Or is your focus right now, let's just talk about the vision being, let's get this county working right?
My perspective and approach is to go internal. We're not responsible for the world.
Right.
From this desk, we're responsible for the residents, the participants of Story County. So I'm
okay.
More selective within the county boundaries.
Okay.
We've actually got to protect ourselves from them.
Right. So you've got residents, businesses, and visitors that you have to make sure that you can achieve those results for. Correct. Okay. Actions. I think that the we've got a lot of the actions from the mission statement. Some of those words, as far as leading, showing leadership, accountability, that is probably aspirational as well. Is there anything else that you can think of as far as how you want to provide services that is way in the future that maybe you're not able to do now, but you want to really reach out to do that in the future?
Isn't that a function of the CIP? Capital Improvement Plan?
That's the CIP is equipment and materials that address goals that you're going to develop. Okay? So let's say your goal is to have very efficient delivery water. Okay?
How about enhancing the lives of senior citizens?
That's
through development of senior programs and food programs and support programs and travel programs and
right.
Et cetera.
Right.
That's a part of the CIP, I think.
Well, your CIP addresses that, absolutely. But it's a matter of which comes first. Do you first develop, okay, here's our CIP, here's our wish list of things, or do you first say, okay, what do we really want to achieve? What do we want to do for seniors? Here's the long, the list of things that we want to do for seniors. Then you take a look at those goals, look at what's happening today, what's your current environment, what's happening on the ground, and then you identify, okay, we need to do these things to help services, to help the infrastructure, and then those capital improvements, that CIP is going to address those. That's the funding mechanism, that's the budget piece that's going to feed the strategic plan. Okay, so the CIP is a critical part of it. But what I encourage you to do is look at those overall goals first. Make sure that the CIP that you've developed is addressing those goals, those things that are most important to you.
So a thought I'd share is, I believe the CIP forms a foundation of vision from the county on where we want to invest our revenue streams that are coming in. And so we have to identify all of these places, like fix up C Street, build the buildings, have a loan program with low interest to repair. In other words, the CIP to me puts all this list on the board for the next 10, 20, 30 years.
Correct.
So we can protect the state from the state and from the other counties and from the unions.
Right.
So we've got to have a very comprehensive, in my opinion, CIP.
Absolutely. I agree with you. The thing is, how do you get there? Okay, for example, you said reconstruct C Street. Was that one of them? Reconstructing C Street was one of the items?
Sure.
Okay, so what does that achieve? What does that accomplish? What goal does that achieve? Where does that move the mark? Okay.
So it improves visitorship.
Okay.
It improves the safety of the buildings. It improves...
Exactly. So when we look at this and you come up with those goals, what you may have is several goals that can be achieved by doing C Street. Okay? It's going to rise to the surface. What I'm saying is your capital improvements are going to rise to the surface as we go through this. It's going to be obvious. That capital plan is an absolute critical part of the whole program because it's going to identify what needs to be done, when does it need to be done? What does it address? What can you achieve off of it? And, you know, nobody has unlimited budgets. It's going to help you set priorities. What needs to happen now? Where are you going to get the biggest bang for your buck today with that CIP dollar? What is most critical to you based on what you've said as your vision and your mission statements and those general areas of goals?
On a short term, I'm seeing that this staff here in the county has already performed a great deal of due diligence in looking what we can do in the short term. So we have a CIP plan right now in place for next year.
Right.
And for the year after. So I think we've fundamentally stepped that direction in a positive way.
Yeah, it's just tying that budget to what you guys want to do in the plan, okay? That's really what it is. Going out to the communities to talk to them about what is their goals and then identifying those things that are in the CIP already. So you know that those match. You know that that's what the community wants, that's what they anticipate, and that's what you have in your CIP and your budget. Okay? Does that make sense to you?
I'm good.
Mr. Chairman, I guess if you don't mind, some of the department heads asked earlier kind of what does the strategic plan look like, and I think they needed a clarification is really what we're doing is just where is the headlight going? This is the mission and vision statement. Where do we want to be one day? And then all these other things then come as kind of specific goals and objectives on how to meet that.
Right.
Maybe the CIP would be part of that. Planning for budgeting would be part of that. Whatever would be, would be part of that.
Right. Let me just do a quick illustration. So you've got mission and vision up here, and then you've got perspectives, which are your themes, your groups of goals. Okay? So those go out to these two themes. Under that, and your themes may be public safety, they may be senior services or senior health and welfare. That can be one of your perspectives. From there, then you're going to have your goals. Okay, what do you need to do, for example, if this was senior health and welfare, what do you need to do under senior to provide health and welfare for seniors? One may be senior services, one may be something to do with infrastructure. And then under that, you've got objectives. So this starts broad, and then it gets refined and refined more and refined more, okay, down to the specifics. Underneath that, to achieve these objectives, you're going to have your CIP, you're going to have your budgets. You're going to be able to tie, here's our budgets, this is what we're doing on the ground that support these things and how they all fit together as well, okay? So we're starting at the broad area, but we are going to refine down to specific goals and specific areas, okay? And part of that, let me talk now about the process, okay? Get down to this. We're going to develop these mission and vision statements. Then we want to take that to the, a list of different statements that you'll be able to look at, communities will be able to look at, staff will be able to look at. They'll help actually put these things together. And then we'll bring that back in January to you. You select your vision, your mission, your perspectives, and we take that out to communities and the different stakeholder groups and say, okay, what is important to you under these various perspective areas, okay, these themes, these goals, what is important. Get that feedback and bring it to you so you can start determining what kind of goals should be in your strategic plan. Okay, once we do that, we go back out and once you select those goals, we go back to the communities to say, okay, what objectives, what is important to your community, how can we serve, you know, what goal or objective is important to your community. What's your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, the threats surrounding those things? And then we look at how the CIP and county services are affecting those, okay? So it's really aligning everything. It's aligning effort with budget. But it's a very, this is just the beginning. It's a very public-centric process. We have to take it to the community. We need to make sure that the community understands what is important to you. We get that feedback so that you are responsive to the communities. Okay? So right now we're at a very, very high level. So it's hard to get down into the nuts and bolts yet until we do this and get some of that feedback from you guys, what you see as your mission, your concrete mission, and what you believe the future of Story County is. Once we do that, then we start getting down into the details. Okay? Now, as far as perspective areas, themes, we talked about quality of life, and let me just run through some of those for you. A lot of those things, the results that you were looking at is efficient services, proactive response, quality of life. And let me talk to you about, because I've done them for a government, you impact so many different things in your communities, as far as quality of life. You've got public safety, you've got health and welfare, you've got public works or infrastructure. What kind of broad goal areas are there? Seniors seem to be important to you, correct? The areas of senior services?
You know, demographically, Story County is the oldest county in the state right now, so mm-hmm. It's gonna continue to get older. I mean, it's just a fact of life. So the seniors are going to be a big impact on services for the county. So,
right.
So it's paramount that we put them at the top of the list.
We're a big retirement community as well. A lot of folks are moving from the local market areas into Story County for retirement.
Senior services, okay. I was going to say senior health and welfare. Okay. What other broad areas do you see? Infrastructure, you're providing water, sewer, you provide all that as well, correct?
Not throughout the whole county.
Right.
In this district, Virginia City, Gold Hill, we do. Mm-hmm. Then there's a GID in the River District that takes care of water, sewer there. And then when you look at the Mark Twain area and the Highlands, they're on well and septic.
Okay.
So we don't provide those services there.
Okay, so that's not it. Transportation. What about transportation? And that goes into snow removal.
The transportation for moving seniors around is limited. We have a little bit of that.
Sure.
But it's something,
I think that's in our, that's going to be in our capital improvement list too, is how to do better with our transportation system throughout the county.
Okay. And then infrastructure. Okay, when we talk about public health and safety, what areas are you most involved with that are most
help out enhancing
to?
Equipment? We have a police department,
right?
And we have a lot of radio and communication technology that would tie the county together better. You know, we have a lot of topography, so there's a lot of challenges in access.
Correct.
And so we got to have a look at transportation, but especially effective communication when it comes to police, when it comes to fire, when it comes to the services. You know, we got to get our folks to the hospital on a timely basis, but we need to upgrade all of our equipment, all of our communications.
Sure.
We really need to enhance our position in with websites and with internet technology, so we can disseminate information more quickly to the public, be it a safety or an alert or a response to emergencies. But across the board, entering the 21st century with the kinds of technology necessary to communicate well with the community quickly.
Okay. So we've got infrastructure. The infrastructure you're responsible for, you have some limited water and sewer, and the streets, as far as your streets go, that's a big part of it.
We have 11 miles of asphalt to take care of.
Okay. What about the business community? What's your interface with the business community? What do you see? What do you see your role with the business community being?
Through our tourism department, there's a good interface there. So we have with that department there, they handle advertising and promotion like that. The other interface we might have with business owners is upkeep of the sidewalks and things like that. Although. Because that's that can be a hazard for our visitors that are here in town. Parking is also an ongoing issue that we've dealt with over the years, which parking for county employees plus for the visitors who come into town. So
okay.
We're always striving to increase the experience for our visitors by providing additional parking in town.
Okay. Okay. What about the industrial park? Is there anything that you believe set of goals or anything that should be in your strategic plan to address that?
Yeah, there is. The growth of the industrial park increases the health of the county as a whole, mm-hmm. because generally they don't require too many services, and they're at the top of the pile when it comes to being a ratepayer. Taxpayer in the county. So always encouraging growth out there. And, of course, it's tied in, too, as it grows and we get more motel, hotel complexes out there. They contribute to the tax base as well, which also, in turn, helps the tourism business because they pay into a room tax fund that helps with that. So they're helping on a couple of different fronts.
Okay.
I think one out there, too, is we make a big deal about bringing companies to the county, but we also make a great deal in keeping them here, and that's really being accessible and responsive to their needs after they're located.
And providing that support for them. Okay. What about in terms of your smaller residential communities? What's your interface there, and what do you see as your role there?
Staying out of the way for a lot of the part. We have four distinct communities.
Right.
You've got the River District and the Highlands, Mark Twain, and the Virginia City Gold Hill area.
Mm-hmm.
So Virginia City Gold Hill is the only ones that really have any commercial use. There's a little bit in the River District down there. They've got a couple of businesses that operate within the within that community. But when it comes to the Highlands and Mark Twain, there's no commercial use at all down there,
right?
Basically, so they're just, in a sense, they're bedroom communities. So,
is that something that you feel, I mean, long term is going to stay? That they will be residential.
I mean, nothing stays the same forever. I mean, right. Sometimes they do want change. You know, I mean, the last time we did a master plan update, it was suggested that perhaps that the Highlands might want a convenience store and a gas station, and that went off until they showed up with pitchforks and torches and decided and convinced that's not what they wanted in their community.
And when we go out to the communities, so, I'm sure we'll hear some of that.
Sure.
The master plan. Speaking of the master plan. The components, you have a very well done master plan, and we're going to include those components in the strategic plan so they meld together.
Part of our challenge looks to me like is that from a staff and an administrative direction, we're really having to deal with more than one type of community. For example, the Highlands is a private community. It was farmed, it was built, everything, there was dirt road, and really, as I understand it, the county doesn't have a great deal of jurisdiction within the Highlands. And so where our strategic plan might focus on certain things that we feel they might need, for example, an upgraded water system or maybe an upgraded tour system, but theoretically, unless we're invited into the community to do those kind of things, it's a very different set of disciplines to work with the Highlands. Same thing in the River District. We have Rainbow Bend, which is 100%. They have their own security, and they maintain basically most of their services, except what we have up here in the building department and some of those things. But so we have a variety of communities that we have to approach here within this little county. And private communities offer a different challenge than what we do maybe in Mark Twain or here in Virginia City.
Exactly. Okay. What about recreational services or youth services? Is there anything? Do you see anything in the future there?
We've been talking about increasing parks, increasing playground equipment, increasing after-school programs. So, from the standpoint of recreation within the community, having and supplying more public use facilities than we have today currently.
Okay.
Can we cooperate with the community chest? Mm-hmm. You say something?
I was
where they also provide youth programs and that.
Okay.
And one of our problems in Story County is youth retention. Once they graduate from high school and go on to college or go on to their career, there's not a lot to retain these young people in Story County. If they don't go to work for the school district or government as a whole, or if their parents don't own a business in Virginia City, which they're going to take on and work with them, it's hard to keep young people in Story County.
I think that's changing, Marshall, in some ways, in that there are so many really quality jobs, and they're offering scholarships and training. So we've got an incredible growing job base in TRI that should answer a lot of those questions and keep a lot of our good, smart folks at home.
Gotcha. Awesome.
So, Jay, before I interrupt you, Jim.
I was going to say, one of the issues is, due to the layout of our county, transportation for the youth, right? For example, those that live in Lockwood, a lot of those folks are maybe lower income, don't have the opportunity to, let's say, take their kid or pick their kid up for basketball practice. So, in all fairness, the school district has, stepped up and offered a ride option. Mark Twain's the same thing. They're a little closer to Virginia City, but since our main school district is here, there's an elementary school down in Lockwood. But transportation and getting these youth to and from after school activities, I know is one of the bigger issues with a lot of the working parents today.
And a lot of these kids, as you mentioned, the five distinct communities. Do the youth, when we talk about after school, do they stay in their community, or is there a lot of cross-community activities that are available or desired?
I think the desire is there.
Okay.
Again, a lot of it's like football, basketball, cheerleading. I live in the Highlands, and I mean, I'm pretty close to town, and even for me, it's a little difficult sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you have more than one kid, practice is over at 5:30, most of the kids can go and hang out uptown, but town shuts down at 5 or 6. So, you know, some of these events go until 7:30, and transportation is definitely an issue. There isn't, I know community chess is available, but there isn't like a place for these kids to stay. I know maybe some can stay at the school, but, you know, again, the basic issue is getting these kids to and from these after-school activities.
Okay.
The elementary school down there doesn't have football and things like that. So you have middle school up here and high school.
Right, right. Okay. That was a question I had about, you know, you've got these distinct communities. Do you foresee these distinct communities staying very distinct, or is there some crossover between
them? No, they all are unique, and they, as far as I know, I'm from the Highlands. You know, there are a few things we want from the county.
Right.
Maintenance of our paved roads would be one big one. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, we moved there and we want it to stay the way
yep.
it is.
Nope.
That's why I made a joke about no more residential. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
no,
we don't want to be inundated with, you know, a ton more housing.
Right. And I understand that. That is one of the unique things about more of a rural type county, because that's the payoff. That's what people come for.
That's right.
Is just leave us alone. Let us do our thing in our community. So that has to be valued as part of your plan as well. Okay. Anything else as far as, okay, broad areas? Yes, sir.
Just kind of a fuzzy issue, but it's in the Declaration of Independence, and one of the goals of our country is the pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more science behind how to measure happiness. You know, there's surveys, annual surveys, happiest country, happiest cities, and so forth. So
right.
somehow that ought to be incorporated
okay.
into this.
Okay. Okay. So happiness, that would be some type of a measurement is okay. What is it? And that might be a question to different communities. What is happiness for them? Because every community may be a little different.
In the master plan, it talks about that a little bit as maintaining a small community lifestyle. And part of that that's been brought up today is the government providing essential services and then staying out of your hair.
Right.
And not, I mean, if you look at the last meeting, we had a major component discussion. A lot of it was not meddling in people's affairs, making them requiring to do certain things, allowing as an option. I think that would be consistent with this board's direction in the master plan.
Okay. So allowing or supporting independence. Independence of the communities. Okay.
Seems to me one of the most important elements there is the county workshop plan that you folks are having. I think when you hold town hall meetings with the residents in each one of the various communities,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a lot of different answers. You know, one that I don't want to use the word amusing, but in one of the town halls I attended, one of the gentlemen said, we want the Highlands to secede from the county, and we want to be 100% independent, so all of our money and all of our taxes, we're going to take care of ourselves. And it didn't come up, but the following question is, so you're going to do your own fire and your own police and your own city hall and your own building department and your own school system, and those are all the things you have to do if you're a community. So I think those community workshops are going to shed some light and some educational background
yes.
on really what's involved in this. It's one thing to be independent, but it's pretty hard to be independent and secede from the...
I do understand.
Right?
I worked in a county that had unincorporated towns that we did their budget, their fire, their police, and they wanted to be independent until we showed them the bill. And
yeah, exactly.
It's a whole different thing. But, you know, you can reach that happy medium, I think, where you can provide some essential services, but leave that independence because that is... I did note that independence of communities is what I'm hearing is very important.
I was just kidding. I didn't want to succeed.
That's a good one that you put off. It was one of your key drops down there.
Okay, any other areas that you want to bring to the floor that we need to know about before we launch into this, start our next steps into this? How about you guys?
So continued preservation and restoration.
Mm-hmm.
And also empowering small businesses more in each community. If it's a creative, I mean, we've already got so many artisans, but maybe something that draws for
those. So like small business support for, you know, looking at what can be done to support the growth, the development and the growth of those small businesses, cottage industries, as a business.
You know, we find ourselves in my department doing more and more for the businesses. There was a good
Right.
And so you can drive there, whether it's a special event or a build or a company. If you do a lot of that, you're going to be able to see.
But provide them a toolbox, some tools that help them be a little more self-supported.
And we're stronger and more relationship to be in their own heart service that the county can go beyond their work.
Right. Right. Great. Okay. Sir?
You've got a high proportion of veterans in the county. I think somehow that should be incorporated in there.
Okay. Any other broad areas?
I think that's a really good start.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
What I will do is we'll work with staff to develop some vision and mission statements for you to look at. Give you several to look at, and we'll also, I believe, post those so the public can have a crack at them as well, and bring it back. Once you select those, then we will have our marching orders to get out to the communities and have discussions with them. You'll be informed every step of the way. As we develop goals, you'll be asked to approve those. As we go to that next level, the objectives, and then the CIP will come back with that as well, and so we'll move forward.
Great.
I think you'll find most of us will attend those workshops. We're very interested. Mm-hmm. And so we've spent a lot of years now in the community, so it'll be interesting to participate and really hear what's on their minds.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask one question. It's probably going to get me hung here, but Hank, does this strategic plan include a potential revamp of the county seal? That's something I was asked, like a rebranding.
If that is something, as we go out and talk to folks, and that's something that's a desire, uh-huh. I mean, that is completely up to you. If that's something that you want to include in this,
okay,
you know, that's fine.
Okay,
so I'm going to leave it with you.
That has been a conversation for quite a while about whether our county seal, which there's some history on it. I guess it was just adopted from the states. There you go. But maybe we should look at that. I know some departments have talked about doing their own department seals, and those can be incorporated into creating a county seal with the community. One department has already created their own county seal or department seal. But I would agree with you that if the public and this board would like to look at that direction, that would be to be discussed.
I invite you, when we come up with the mission and vision statements, and when you adopt one, look at that, and then look at it compared to your seal. Is that demonstrated, that mission and vision statement, is what you want, are now, what you want to be demonstrated in that seal? If not, then there's several ways you can do that. I've been involved with redoing city seals before, and there's several processes you can go through to do that, but certainly it should reflect the county.
I'm generally in favor of respecting and remembering our county history. I really love this county. And they've come so far in so many challenges. And so basically I embrace that history. I'm very proud of this county and how it presents itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I agree with you on that one, Lance.
Thank you.
It's just great.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate your time this morning.
You bet. Thank you for coming up. Take your time with this. We only have two items left on the agenda. It's going to go really quick. So
go ahead, and I'm just going to sit here and start right. Ripping this stuff.
So next up is going to be item 11. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of business license second readings. Are you going to handle this? Is Keith going to handle this? Business license second reading?
Oh, I can handle it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Keep your eye.
Good to that. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Development does recommend items A through I as presented.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding today's business license second readings? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve today's second readings of the business licenses, items A through I.
I will second that.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move along now to item number 12. This is public comment. Looking for public comment for anyone. Going once. All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks.